the Paddy and Rob Palmer Weekly Rewind. It was a week of friendly tips on the show, and you'd learn a lot if you were paying attention. Sadly, not everyone was.
Now, I've got a tip for putting tape on a wall. If you want to paint and line and not have any bleed through the tape, what you do is you put your tape on and then you paint over the tape a little bit in the same colour as the wall so that when you paint your different colour on, it actually puts a sharp line down the paint, and when you peel it away, there's no bleed through because all the bleed through happens in the colour.
Could you just repeat that? I was lost.
Okay.
As we continued a home improvement theme, we tackled a big topic for Coasties: mould. It was our listeners' turn to give the tips and Paddy's turn to gross everyone out.
All right. It works in the shower too. You can kill mould in the showers and bathrooms and things as well.
All right, yeah, okay. I might try that because sometimes you look good in your shower and I go, I've got to wear bloody thongs in my own shower.
Exactly. You've got to leave it for a day or so, I think.
Honestly, and he wonders why I won't share lunch with him.
From home tips to fingertips, Paddy got busted by listener Ray with his gobful. And he got quite defensive.
I called him out at Baker's Delight getting a couple of finger buns.
Is a lie. Gerard and his big fat finger bun.
And you know what he did? He goes, mate, I better go because I've got to go eat this in the car before I go home to curse. That's what he said.
That is a lie.
Would have had like the full soft mock cream all over the top of it too.
Mate, it was one of those apple custard sort of finger buns. And he just said, you know, don't worry about the kids and curse, they're not getting nothing. So, curse the kids, if you hear this, just letting you know your dad's eating supper in the car.
Probably jammed half in his gob before he saw you and then started talking to you as you were passing him, spitting bits of custard.
After a tragic twist to the week which saw the passing of Aussie cricketing legend Andrew Symons, Rob called up his close mate Shane Leith to reminisce on the character that was Roy.
One other time we were standing in front of a hotel in Perth and he was trying to tell one of his mates where we were staying, and he was saying to his mate, we're staying at this Rendez Vez Hotel. And he put the phone on to me and I explained it was called the Rendezvous.
To top off the week, we took a dozen of our listeners to play the super simple secret sound and give away a 15K kitchen. And when it came down to crunch time, there was a big win for listener Ian, and Rob was right there to ask the big questions everyone wanted to know.
It is a...
opening a vacuum sealed container.
Opening a vacuum sealed container.
In Wyoming. It is opening a vacuum sealed container. Look at it.
Wow.
How do you feel, man?
With my hands.
We thought we'd turn to our producer,
and
Maddie.
He was going to say no. But then he said...
I had the headphones off thinking it was no.
Mate,
you thought you'd missed it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Put a kitchen in.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on Triple M.